The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Oh, buckle up, boys and girls, because it's time for a trip to the danger zone. And that bumpy ride, well, we get it each week from David Trainer, who helps us spot and examine trouble and then steers us clear. He does that because New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, what is most dangerous is something that is misleading. That's because when New Constructs evaluate securities, they start from the bottom up. And when they're looking at the footnotes, they sometimes find that, hey, what you see from the top down is not presenting an accurate picture. As a result, that's what makes a stock dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you ever want to get more details on a stock that David has put in the danger zone, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter, where they are at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
White Wave Foods.
White Wave Foods Company. That is ticker symbol WWAV. And what's the trouble here?
You know, I think they're capitalizing on this organic food craze, and it's an extremely overpriced stock that has been touting growing top line and bottom line profits by false earnings through acquisition.
So what you're saying is they're not growing their earnings organically.
They're not growing their earnings at all. Exactly. Oh, sorry. Took me a second to catch that. Exactly. They're not growing their earnings organically. This story is based almost entirely on the hopes that Coca-Cola or someone else will come along and buy White Wave. But the valuation is so ridiculous and the earnings are so not there that we feel like the stock's got a long way to come down before it would make sense for anybody to try to buy this business.
Well, let's talk about why the valuation is so out of whack. Give us an idea of, you know, how I sort of feel like, you know, on the Johnny Carson show, how out of whack is it?
We think that, you know, it's at 31, 30, 37 bucks right now. We think it's hard to really justify, you know, this stock being much over 15, 20 bucks.
And why is that? What's going on here?
Well, first of all, it's not making money. The profits are negative. The free cash, I think they lost something like $1 billion in free cash, $789 million in negative free cash flow, which is 14% of the market cap. That's a big number, right? The debt is growing to fund the cash losses in the business. So this is a big money loser. Right, 14% of the market cap and negative cash flow. Its margins are worse than pretty much every other food company except for Kellogg. And they're in a very crowded and competitive space. So the opportunity for these margins and profits to improve is very low. And yet the valuation of the stock implies, even though we're seeing profits decline in recent times, right, since IPO, the valuation implies, however, that the profits are going to grow by 20% compounded annually for the next 14 years.
Not realistic at all.
No, not at all. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? We think that, you know, the best case scenario for them would be that Coke would buy them. Otherwise, you know, we feel like, you know, when I look at, you know, I like to talk about economic book value, which is the no growth value of the stock, right? And that's kind of like, you know, that's if you just kind of get honest about what's this business worth if you just kind of harvest it right now, okay? The no growth value of the stock is 95 cents. If we give them credit for 10% growth instead of 20% growth for 10 years, which is still pretty impressive considering what the business has done, that gets you 11 bucks. If Coke buys them and can automatically raise the business to Coca-Cola's level of profitability, which, by the way, is not necessarily likely. There's no such thing as merger, you know, magic. It doesn't just automatically, like, make the business profitable. Now, there are economies of scale with the distribution that Coke can provide and other stores and things like that that will improve profitability. But remember, Coke's a profitable business. The best case scenario there is that Coke would pay 31 bucks a share.
Out of curiosity, as a Coca-Cola shareholder, why is Coke the only company you're mentioning here? Why is it Coke and nobody else? I mean, couldn't someone else step in here?
It could be Pepsi. You know, what we're looking at here is kind of like the Budweiser strategy and the craft beers, right? If the craft beer business, there's a huge synergy in taking a craft beer business that has very limited distribution and partnering it with like a Budweiser or Miller that has huge distribution. And that kind of overnight, sort of an overnight success in terms of profitability. And so Coke is just sort of the placeholder for any kind of major company that's got distribution that could take the current business and potentially grow it very quickly through an existing distribution system. Doesn't have to be Coke, but Coke is one of the best candidates just because they are so profitable and they've got the best system for pumping new product through an existing distribution system.
You said the no growth value of this business is 95 cents. That's a 98% haircut from the current stock price of somewhere north of 37 bucks. I would have to imagine that at some point there's a logical catalyst here. Market hasn't seen it yet. What would it be in your mind?
Yeah, we think that the change in interest rates that we thought was going to happen, and you know, of course, until the Bank of Japan said they were going to provide negative interest rates. You know, look, if debt gets more expensive, the acquisition engine on this business ends because they have already raised a lot of debt. They've got over $2.3 billion in debt, which is almost 50% of the market cap. And if they can't borrow to fund acquisitions because they don't have the cash flow to fund the acquisitions, well, then they're not going to meet expectations in the stock price. There's no way they're going to meet their earnings growth expectations. It's not going to happen. That's going to be an issue. A rising cost of debt will also hurt earnings because they're going to have to pay more on the margin for their floating rate debt. And then we also feel like as long as the market kind of remains more volatile, investors will be forced to focus on cash flows because that's the only thing that's going to keep them afloat in a market that isn't artificially buoyed by easy money. And when investors begin to focus on fundamentals, that's going to do the same thing that has happened to a bunch of our danger zone stocks here in this year, Chuck, and that means they're going to effectively blow up.
When it happens, you know, you've already sort of told us this is a stock that on a good day might be able to hold the teens, and in a merger might be able to hold the 30s, but it's trading at 37. So, yeah, danger zone sounds like this one is in danger zone for being shot down and going all the way almost to the ground. David, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
Again, our stock in the danger zone is White Wave Foods Company, WWAV. And if you want more information, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. We're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. There's more to come, and you don't want to miss it.